Republicans made several tweaks to the mining bill yesterday. One would send more tax revenue from a mine to local governments. Another would raise a cap on permit fees mining companies pay to the Department of Natural Resources from around $1 million to $2 million. But most of the bill's contentious issues remain, including how it treats Wisconsin's Native American tribes. Stevens Point Democrat Louis Milevsky says they're still not shown respect under this plan.
As the tribes told the committee, how would you like us to build our casinos on your ancestors' cemetery, gravesite? That's a big deal.
The bill is being written for a company that wants to develop a mine along Ashland and Iron counties. Tribal leaders for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa say it would drastically affect land that's both sovereign and sacred to them by permanently damaging its watershed. But Greendale Republican Jeff Stone noted that the mine would not be dug on the tribe's reservation.
I don't think our job is to provide a seat at the table for the tribes who want to be treated as a sovereign in negotiations. This is not property that's on the tribe as far as the mine itself. And so I think what we are doing is we're informing them, we're making this a public issue.
The state would do that under this bill by sending the tribe a notice when a mining company is going to seek a permit. Democrats say that's unsatisfactory and have warned that if the state clears the way for this mine, tribes could block it at the federal level. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.